Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Unspoken Truths for Career Success. By Tessa White is a practical guide to navigating the realities of modern work that are rarely stated outright. Drawing on the author's background in human resources and talent leadership, the book focuses on how careers actually advance inside organizations, not just how people wish they worked. It addresses common pain points like negotiating pay, earning promotions, managing performance perceptions, and building influence without feeling political or inauthentic. Rather than relying on abstract motivation, it emphasizes concrete strategies for communicating value, understanding decision makers, and protecting your career in uncertain environments. White also explores how workplace power operates through networks, visibility, and credibility, and how professionals can use those dynamics ethically. The tone is direct and action-oriented, aimed at helping readers make smarter choices about when to stay, when to move, and how to advocate for themselves. It is especially relevant for anyone trying to regain control over their growth, compensation, and professional reputation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the unwritten rules that shape careers, a central idea in the book is that career outcomes are often driven less by formal policies and more by unwritten norms. Job descriptions, performance review rubrics, and corporate values exist, but day-to-day decisions about opportunity tend to follow informal patterns such as who is trusted, who is visible, and who makes leaders feel confident. The book encourages readers to treat work like a system that can be studied. That means noticing how decisions get made in your organization, what leaders prioritize under pressure, and which behaviors are rewarded even if they are not officially stated. It also highlights the gap between doing good work and being recognized for it. Many professionals assume results speak for themselves, yet managers juggle competing narratives, limited budgets, and imperfect information. Learning the unspoken rules includes understanding timing, stakeholder expectations, and how to communicate progress in ways that align with business priorities. This topic also covers how to interpret feedback, separate signals from noise, and avoid the trap of believing that fairness automatically equals advancement. By becoming a thoughtful observer, readers can make deliberate moves rather than relying on hope or guesswork. Secondly, pay reality, building leverage and negotiating with confidence, the book tackles compensation as both a numbers problem and a power problem. Pay is influenced by market rates, internal equity, budget cycles, and the perceived risk of losing a strong performer. Instead of treating negotiation as a single conversation, it frames it as a process of building leverage over time. Readers are guided to clarify the value they create, translate it into business outcomes, and document it in a way that is easy for managers to champion. Another emphasis is understanding how pay decisions actually happen, including when budgets are set, who approves exceptions, and what data leaders use to justify increases. The book also encourages professionals to expand options because the ability to walk away often changes the tone of any negotiation. That can mean interviewing periodically, building skills that are in demand, and strengthening professional networks. It also speaks to the emotional barriers that prevent people from asking, such as fear of seeming ungrateful or being labeled difficult. By focusing on preparation, timing, and clear communication, the book positions negotiation as a professional skill rather than a confrontation. Thirdly, promotions, proving readiness and making growth visible. Promotion decisions frequently hinge on perception of readiness, not just tenure or effort. The book explains how to make that readiness unmistakable by aligning your work with what the next level requires. Readers are encouraged to study the role above them, identify the responsibilities and behaviors that define it, and then take on projects that demonstrate those capabilities. Another theme is that promotions are easier when multiple stakeholders can vouch for your impact, not only your direct manager. That leads to practical advice about cross-functional collaboration, building credibility beyond your team, and communicating progress in a way that highlights outcomes, not busyness. The book also discusses the importance of clarity, asking what a promotion would require, what timeline is realistic, and what evidence decision makers need to say yes. It acknowledges that many organizations are vague about advancement, so professionals must create structure through regular career conversations, measurable goals, and a record of contributions. Importantly, it stresses that doing more work is not always the answer. Doing the right work, at the right visibility level, with the right narrative, is what often moves the needle. Fourthly, power at work, influence, relationships, and reputation, a key contribution of the book is demystifying power. Power is not only about titles, it also comes from expertise, relationships, control of information, and a reputation for delivering. The book encourages readers to think in terms of influence, which can be built ethically through trust, reliability, and strategic communication. It shows how relationships function as career infrastructure, helping you access opportunities, get support for ideas, and recover faster from setbacks. Readers learn to map stakeholders, understand what different leaders care about, and tailor messages to the audience rather than relying on one-size-fits-all updates. Another focus is reputation management, how consistency, responsiveness, and judgment shape the way others interpret your actions. The book also warns about common pitfalls such as staying too quiet in meetings, letting others take credit, or becoming known only as the person who fixes emergencies. By being intentional about where you invest time and how you show up, professionals can increase their influence without engaging in office politics that feel manipulative. The result is a more durable form of career security, rooted in trust and visibility. Lastly, career resilience, navigating change, conflict, and uncertainty, modern careers include reorganizations, shifting priorities, layoffs, and leadership changes, and the book treats resilience as a proactive discipline. It emphasizes recognizing early signals of instability, such as budget freezes, shifting metrics, or sudden leadership turnover, and then adjusting your strategy before you are forced to react. Readers are encouraged to strengthen their professional foundation by keeping skills current, maintaining a network outside their employer, and regularly assessing whether their role is building future options. The book also addresses handling conflict and difficult dynamics, including unclear expectations, mismatched communication styles, and managers who do not advocate effectively. It promotes direct, calm conversations that focus on outcomes, constraints, and next steps. Another aspect of resilience is emotional management. Staying grounded when feedback stings, when recognition is uneven, or when you feel stuck. The book positions career ownership as a mindset shift from waiting to be chosen to building a portfolio of value and relationships. This topic ultimately helps readers reduce career anxiety by replacing uncertainty with a plan, making them better prepared to pivot, negotiate, or leave when the environment no longer supports growth. In conclusion, this book is well suited for early to mid-career professionals who want clearer direction on pay and promotions, as well as experienced employees who sense that workplace dynamics have changed and need an updated playbook. It is also valuable for high performers who feel overlooked, people returning to work after a transition, and anyone who wants to grow influence without compromising integrity. The benefit to the reader's life is practical. You learn to advocate for yourself with less stress, communicate your value more effectively, and make career decisions based on evidence rather than assumptions. That can lead to higher compensation, faster advancement, and better control over your time and opportunities. Compared to similar career books that focus mainly on motivation or generic professionalism, this one stands out for its emphasis on real workplace mechanics, including how budgets, perceptions, and stakeholders shape outcomes. It helps readers see the job market and internal company politics as understandable systems, not mysteries. If you want a grounded guide that connects career growth to specific actions you can take immediately, this book is worth buying and applying step by step. If you would like to support Tessa White, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.